Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with David Bong and Bill Spirey. They are from Angle LLC, and they're here to show us a brand new iPhone app and service. Welcome here to Blind Bargains.
Thank you, Jason.
So why don't you guys tell us what you have here?
What we've got is an app. It's a newspaper reading app that's designed to help people who want to read the paper every day but don't want to have to learn a lot of gestures or commands, even voiceover commands. We designed it around simplicity. Mm-hmm. It uses a very simple gesture system, essentially one gesture, one finger, single, double tap, and combined with spoken commands to control everything, all the functions, request what you want, etc., within the app. And it reads newspapers to you from all over the world in real high-quality text-to-speech.
Okay. You know, it's probably just best. We have a phone here, and it's all set up. Instead of talking tomorrow, why don't we just look at it?
Love to. I've got an iPhone 4S here, and I've got Earl on my front screen, and I'm going to find it.
Double tap to it.
And here we go.
And that's E-A-R-L.
Newspapers.
E-A-R-L.
One, Chicago Tribune. 2. Los Angeles Times. 3. Star Tribune. 4. The Australian. 5. The Forum of Fargo Moorhead. 6. The Oregonian. 7. The Register Guard.
Stop.
So what did you do there to... So you gave it a voice command.
I gave it a voice command. I used a single finger double tap.
Stopped.
And it, a little slow in the signal here in the building, but used a single finger double tap to activate it. There's an ascending tone that's followed, and I gave it the command stop, which is the equivalent of pause. We've also got a quick gesture, which is a two-finger double tap to start and stop it. People would be familiar with that who, you know, use media like music and videos and other things on their device. It's the same command.
Okay.
So I'll start it again when I would do that. But basically what we came up here was a list of newspapers. It's a customizable list that, you select papers from all of our library. I think we've around 250 or more papers right now from all over the world. I think we've got over 20 countries represented.
Okay.
All English language papers at this point. 5 different high-quality text-to-speech language, text-to-speech voices as well. You know, a couple of male voices, right. American and British.
Where are the voices from?
iSpeech is okay. The company. And so what I'm going to do to select one of these papers is double tap the screen, listen for the tone, and either say the number of the item in the list or a word from the number in the list. I'm going to, I think, pick the Chicago Tribune.
Okay.
Chicago.
And that's doing online voice processing.
It is.
That's why it takes a few seconds.
Yeah, that's why we've got a little bit of a delay, is because the API
Chicago
is
Tribune
online.
Sections. 1. Breaking news.
Now it's
2.
Organizing
top stories.
And giving
3.
Me the sections.
Local news. 4.
Of the thing.
State and regional. 5. National news.
I can anticipate.
6.
I'm going to try
business.
To get the sports section.
Sports.
I don't have to wait till
8.
The end.
Arts.
Okay. Sports. And now it's going to pull up a list of the articles in the sports section of the Chicago Tribune. Organized with
sports.
Numbers.
Articles. 1. Louisville adds to layers of DePaul defeats. 2. Thursday's matchup. Ohio State at NU. 3. Thursday's matchup. Ohio State at Northwestern. 4. Thursday's matchup. Blackhawks
and it would
and
continue.
Blues.
I'm going to use 5. The two-finger double tap
season
to pause it this
end.
Time.
Okay. 6. Stopped.
It's a lot quicker. I think people will like the gestures that we have as alternatives. You can do everything with the tap and speak. But this is where the using a single word comes in handy. You get long article titles.
Sure.
Sometimes it's hard to remember. And I heard there was one about Louisville in here.
Right.
And so I'm going to go ahead and use just that as a command. I could also say 2 or 3, but I can't remember which number it is.
Okay.
Louisville. And it's going to pull up the Louisville article, the first article that has that subject matter.
Now it's loading up.
It is loading. That's what that clicking sound is.
Okay.
Louisville adds to layers of DePaul defeats when push came to shove. And certainly
and
there was plenty of pushing
starts
shoving Wednesday
the
night. Number
and it's kind of nice because it's loading. It starts to read before it's all loaded. In other words, it's kind of loading a paragraph at a time, which gives it a little more speed force.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some controls that you can use within an article, next and previous. If I want to just go to the next article in the sports section, Next. It'll take me to the next article. And I can use previous to go to a previous article.
Okay.
Thursday's matchup, Ohio State at NU.
Right. TV radio. That was the next one. That was in the list.
It's the next article. And another thing I can do is to go back to the articles list. I can do that one of two ways. I can either say go back as a command, or I can say articles, and it will take me back to that screen. If I wanted to pick a different section in the paper, I could simply say sections. You know, use the single finger double tap.
Right.
Listen for the tone and say sections, and it would take me to sections. Or even if I wanted to pick a different newspaper, I could say newspaper. You can say that anywhere, and it will take you back to your home screen. I can also use the alternate gestures very quickly. Three finger swipes left and right will essentially walk me back through that same history. Okay. If I did it once now, it would take me back to the previous article. If I did it again, it would take me back to the article screen. Did it again, it would take me back to sections, etc. Sweep the other way, do the same thing.
Can you navigate by word, by paragraph, by character?
By paragraph, I can. You can use the voice command is move up and move down.
Okay.
Personally, for those of us that are probably pretty handy with these devices, it's a little slow because you got to wait for the ding and things like that. So we've got an alternative gesture as well. Mm-hmm. I'll do it once here. Move down.
Records, Ohio State 20-7.
So move down to the next paragraph. But now I can do a little quicker with a three-finger swipe up and down.
TV radio, 6 Thursday's matchup.
Moving up.
Ohio.
Sure.
It's going to say top of article.
Beginning of text.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving down. I got to wait till moving down, you have to wait
end
till
text.
It loads a little bit.
Thursday's matchup.
Now it's
Ohio State
read.
At NU.
Right.
Records, Ohio State 20. End of text.
The loading speed sometimes causes a little bit of a delay. Stopped. So you find a rhythm when you're using up and down.
Well, and a lot of this probably happens when you're on, you know, you're on a kind of a cloud-based system.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really works well. And what I find is I kind of find a rhythm of how fast it's loading, and I just sweep, 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 and it actually rolls really nice. That really is handy when you're in a list. If you want to look down the list a little quicker, mm-hmm. use the down. You know, the three-finger sweep up, you can kind of sure. pop down through the list really fast, and it really helps.
What are you guys using for the voice recognition engine? Is it Nuance or something else? Or?
It's iSpeech as well. We're using their API.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where the voice. And that's an online base.
It's an online base. Exactly. Let me show you really quick a couple of settings,
sure.
to how we can customize
okay.
this.
Sure.
You know, I said we've got this list, this newspaper list at the beginning. We can customize and add other papers. Favorites. I use the single finger double tap again.
Do you tap again when you're done speaking or not?
Nope.
Favorites.
Nope.
It
figures
out.
You just tap
two,
once.
Remove. Three. Reset. Four.
Okay.
Exit. To make us.
Now I'm in the favorites list. I can add, remove, or reset my papers. If I reset, it would eliminate all my custom work and leave me with just my defaults. Adding. Add. Will first take me into a list of countries that we have papers in. Like I said, I think I know we have over 20. It may be approaching 24, 25.
Add favorites. Select the country. 1. Australia. 2. Brazil. 3. Canada. 4. China.
Now it's going to be
Colombia.
The US.
6.
Yeah.
Egypt.
7. Russia. I traveled in the Soviet Union a long time ago, and it's fascinating to go read
Russia.
Pravda.
Select a state.
Right.
1. Central Federal District. To make a selection,
so there's one state
the
that we have,
wait
Central
for the tone,
District.
Then
Central. Now it'll show me Moscow, because that's the city.
Right.
If I was in the United States and said North Dakota, it'd
Central
show me the
Federal
city
District.
North Dakota.
Select
the
city.
For.
1. Moscow. To make a selection, double...
Moscow.
Moscow. Select the newspaper. 1. Pravda. To make a selection.
Pravda. It'll tell me that it's in.
Pravda added to favorites.
Now
it takes
me back to the favorites
1.
List where
add.
I can
two.
Right, choose to add it
three.
To the paper or I can exit
stopped.
At this point. If I say exit, it'll take me back to where I was, which was in an article. Or I can just tap it and say newspapers
okay.
or sections and it'll take me directly there.
Sure.
Newspapers. And the Pravda will show up in my list now. Okay. Really handy.
Newspapers. 1. Chicago Tribune. 2. Los Angeles Times. 3. Pravda.
There it
4.
Is.
Star.
All right.
There Stop.
You go. Let me talk about the customization
okay.
on the reading quality as well. It's very easy. Once again, intuitively, what would you use as a command to open up where you want to change settings? What word comes to mind?
Settings.
That's it.
Got
okay.
You.
You're going to do this one, dude.
All right. Settings.
Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Speed.
Go ahead and
3.
Reach out and double tap.
Guide. 4.
Do what you
reset.
Want.
Reset. 5.
Where's
exit.
The phone out here?
To make a selection, yeah, double voice. Tap the screen and wait for the tone.
Single finger double tap.
Voice.
Voice settings. Current setting is Earl. 1. Earl. 2. Arlene. 3. Derek. 4. Helen. 5. Julie.
Derek.
He's a British voice, as is Helen, and Julia is Australian.
Arlene is Derek. Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Speed. 3.
And you're back to the voice page.
Yeah, and you can choose 4. Another voice, exit. Or you can 5. Change your speed.
Exit.
Etc.
To make a selection, double tap the screen.
Talk a minute.
Really customize.
Yeah, definitely.
Change the settings.
Center of screen.
Let's talk a minute about the whole design of this. It's a very linear interface, menu-driven. It kind of reminds me a little bit of those, email, newspaper, by phone type services.
Yeah.
So what was the impetus for choosing this design over what else is available currently?
You want to talk about that a little, David?
Yeah, well, the genesis of the idea was... my father-in-law, Earl Barlow, who the product is named after, lost his sight to macular degeneration in his late 70s. He's now 85. And he asked me a couple of years ago if I couldn't find some technology that would allow him to access newspapers, because that was the one thing that he found most frustrating in life. His wife had to read him the paper, and it was just difficult for him. So we built the Earl app really for people who lost their sight late in life.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult at that stage to learn new technologies. And so we tried to make it as simple and straightforward as possible with as few commands as possible.
Right.
To make it and to replicate the experience of actually reading a physical newspaper. So you pick your newspaper, you pull it out, you decide which section you want to go to, and then you go through the individual articles.
Right, and obviously you chose a primarily voice-based interface as opposed to using the normal voiceover commands.
Right. Frankly, somebody using a phone all their lives as a phone and not a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
You take away their vision on top of that, and it can be a very intimidating process. And what I love about it is that simplicity that we really kept in mind in designing it with that as our target has made this really a streamlined, really easy to use app, even for a nerd like me. You know, I'm very demanding, and I can use this thing, and I enjoy it. I read the paper every day now, which is something my dad's told me to do my whole life.
Sure.
And now I can. I you know, taking the time to go to my computer and sorting through a lot of stuff, just didn't work for me. I call it the NASA effect. And it's like they build stuff really, really good in space and bring it down to Earth, and it's good because the standards are so high. Let's face it, blind people tend to be really demanding users. And that's a good thing. And I think as a result of that, we have built a really great app.
So over 200 papers and growing. 250
right
papers
now.
And growing.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you anticipate? What's version 2 of this app?
Well, we're looking at additional content options. Clearly, we want to add books. Looking at Project Gutenberg, for example. And then we're looking at other options as well. So we're getting feedback from our users, which we welcome and invite. And that's helping to guide us towards where we make this go next.
Where does this fall in as far as, and I know there's exceptions to the disability community in mm-hmm. some cases, where does this fall in as far as taking the newspaper content? Do you have to get permission from papers? Or how, when you're adding new content sources, where's the legality there?
Well, it's a very quickly shifting playing field, so there's a lot of uncertainty out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're doing is accessing public websites that are available to anybody, and we're just facilitating the access for the individual user to go and pull the content off
right.
of the public website.
So you're akin to give the analogy like towards like a web browser.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really basically a voice-driven browser.
We aggregate and essentially condition the material for easy accessibility and then give an interface to let people choose what they want and let them read that with very easy gestures and commands.
All right. So is the app available now? How much is it?
Yes, it's available now on the Apple App Store. It's only available for iOS devices, but you can use it for an iPad, an iPhone or a wireless connected iPod.
Touch.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic app is 99 cents, a one-time fee, and that gives you full access to the settings and capabilities of the app, but limits your access to 3 articles per day. Mm-hmm. For $9.99 a month, you can get unlimited access, mm-hmm. or $100, or excuse me, $99.99 a year.
Which gives you unlimited content. You can read many articles you want with that. So.
How has the response been? It's an interesting pricing model going up. That's a lot of the 99-cent apps and free apps. So, obviously, you guys feel this is a viable alternative.
Well, because we're providing voice, speech recognition, as well as the text-to-speech, there are basic costs that we have to incur.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have a model that has recurring revenues. Otherwise, we just could not offer this tool. So that's why we have decided to go with a subscription model. But we did want to make it easy for people to get in and try it. So that's why we have the 99-cent, very limited content.
It's really, really not limited content. They can go in and see every paper. They can see the whole list of 99. They just actively open and will be allowed to read 3 articles, in a given day. But everything that you and I just demonstrated, they can do all that. They have complete control of the app for 99 cents. So they'll be able to decide very easily whether it works for them or not.
Gotcha. Is it pretty easy to add new newspapers or services?
Very easy.
Okay.
Well, you watch me walk through.
You mean to add newspapers that are on the list originally?
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
Well, it depends. There are some newspapers that that have very rigid paywalls, and
right.
So we, of course, can't offer those. There are also those that the data is not formatted properly to work.
It doesn't
with
make
our
it
system.
Easy for you to parse the data, and,
right? Yep. Exactly.
Exactly. But for the most part, we can pull in pretty much any newspaper out there.
I'll give you an example. We've got and it's one thing that's nice in here people will like as well. If it went to help, which you can do with the same kind of just a tap and a command.
Right.
One of our help items is customer support. If you take customer support, it opens up a couple of options for you. You can either initiate a call from within app to our customer support people. Double tap and say call, and it will actually call us. If it's during the workday, you're likely to get somebody with a human voice helping you. Mm-hmm. You can leave a message. If not, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. You can also initiate an email from within there, mm-hmm. too, and it would activate.
Gotcha.
You need in the email, of course, to be able to use VoiceOver because it takes you out of URL, but it launches into your email provider. Feedback. Is something that we really encourage and ask people to give us.
Sure.
Both, certainly if they like the app, like us on the web, but we also have a feedback email that we use specifically for the topic you were talking about in content.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback@earlspeech.com is our email address for that. And if you use feedback, you can say, I got a paper that's nearby. Can I have this added to your list? We'll look at those. We can't guarantee that we're going to be able to do that, but we'll look at it. The last couple of days, we've gotten 3 or 4 of those requests, and I think every one of them we've been able to be responsive to with within a relatively short time, getting the paper out and then emailing them back and saying, you got it.
Great.
So,
all right. Well, if people want to get more information about the app and look at it, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. I would first encourage them to go to our website, which is www.earlspeech, that's earlspeech.com. That has a real complete set of resources for people. We've got, I did a set of MP3 tutorials that kind of walks through some of the basic functions,
mm-hmm.
in our learning section. We've got a pretty extensive, about a 15 or 16 page FAQ that covers a whole gamut of topics. We've got a demonstration video. Another video which talks a little bit about why we built Earl in the first place. I like that one because it has, besides the fact that I'm in it, we've got Earl Barlow in it, and Earl is such a sweet guy. It really reminds us why we did this.
Sure.
And this has been a real journey of love for us in building this.
Well, great. Well, hey, thank you so much for showing us the app, and look forward to future developments.
Outstanding.
Thank you very much, Jason.
It's been great meeting you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.